If you don't mind, I'd like to get back to about this, how we pay for. So last night, when said, "Well, I'm going to leave now because I need rest and I need to do self-care," and you said something about checking that out.
I said I told her that I didn't really think that would take care of her needs if she wasn't showing other people that she was equally concerned with their needs. Let me show you what I mean by how we pay for it, and how quickly we'll learn if we just stop and look. I had, when my youngest son was 3 and my daughter was 4 and my oldest son 7, I was writing a book. I was doing a lot of thinking about education and parenting, and part of this involved me trying to get clear what choices and decisions could we give children to make? What can they make? How quickly can children make what decisions? And I came up with a game that would help me learn, and I thought it might be fun for my kids, and it turned out to be one of the best things I ever did. We called this game Captain. And each day, one of my children would have a turn being the captain. And what I would do on this day, I would turn over to the captain many of the choices I usually would have made as the parent. Big choices, some of them. But I wouldn't turn it over unless I was prepared to live with the consequences. It was their choice to make. It wasn't just I was going to take it back if they didn't make the choice I would like. Because I just wanted to see how children could make choices. And so one day, my youngest son, Brett, it was his turn to be the captain. And I went to the dry cleaner to pick up some dry cleaning. And as I paid for it, the woman started to give me 3 pieces of candy for the children. Right away, I thought, good chance for the captain. So I said to her, "Would you give it to the captain, please?" She didn't know immediately, but the captain knew. He goes forward and puts his hand out. And I said, "Captain, would you please choose what to do with this candy?" Now, they could have put me in jail for putting such pressure on a 3-year-old, because you could put yourself in his shoes now. Come on, isn't it? You got 3 pieces of candy in your hand, but you got a brother and sister looking at you very intently. Very intently. You could just see the smoke coming out of this poor kid's ears. It's a horrible thing to do to children, to give them such a decision to make. I should have been put in prison. Anyway, you could just see him really thinking, and he gives 1 to each. The first time I told this story to a group of parents, one of the parents said, "Well, of course, because you had taught them to share." See? That was very helpful, because I said to her, "Not so." Because a week before, he was in a similar position, and he ate all 3. But can you guess what happened the next day when he was no longer the captain? Can you see what I mean now about how we pay for any decision we make that doesn't come out of concern for other people?